The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Boston Globe's Ben Volen cited a source from the NFL Referees Association that says Steratore didn't believe what he said and was covering up for his head linesman, who is in his second NFL season after moving up from the Pac-12. The NFL has got to get this together.
They should have had a chance at a Hail Mary to tie the game, because we've seen that happen enough this year. Every Sunday, if you're watching all those games, you're seeing crap like this. Let's try Austin.
With making the playoffs, I don't think it'd be the best thing for us. Then, you know, we're going to get in that mindset, like, maybe we do have a winning team, or we don't need a quarterback anymore or something, and then, you know, you go 1-1 in the playoffs, and you're stuck in the middle of the draft.
They're all right at quarterback. They've got a guy that they believe in, and they want to move forward with.
Sitting at 5-5, if you're a fan of the team, you want them to make the playoffs, even if it is 1-done.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And I hate to tell people that this is just completely wrong, but this texter keeps talking about Alabama. It's about Bama versus Oklahoma, Bama versus A&M, Bama versus Ohio State, Ole Miss versus TCU, Michigan State versus Baylor. Great offenses beat great defenses every time. Michigan State's defense was great. Baylor's wasn't. Okay, we got to go to the college selection thing, and then I'll tear this apart.
To win their final game to get into the American Championship game. College football playoff rankings brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Mississippi State, after its win over Arkansas, sitting at 21, and UCLA playing for the Pac-12 South.
Yep, UCLA, Utah taking a big drop there, too.
You see, 16 through 20. How about Mike Leach's Washington State Cougars getting in at number 20 and TCU slipping a spot?
You know what? Not just TCU slipping, but you look, Wisconsin is now out of there, and that's going to be on Iowa's resume. As we move forward, those top 25 wins are going to be important.
And as Kirk accurately noted, all of a sudden, isn't it funny how the season ebbs and flows? The Oregon win when Michigan State had it was great. Then it was awful because nobody thought the Ducks were any good. Then Vernon Adams gets healthy. Now the Ducks are good again, and it's a victory over the 17th-ranked team in the country, according to the selection committee. Oklahoma State's first loss drops them from 6 to 11. And then you look at Florida State, North Carolina, and Navy, rounding out 11 through 15. The Gators take a tumble after a terrible performance against Florida Atlantic.
Back-to-back, too. You watch them against Vanderbilt. You know, they've been struggling on the offensive side of the ball, and the committee's taking notice.
It really brings up an interesting question, I think, about Florida. And I have a huge opportunity against Florida State and possibly Alabama if Alabama ends up winning the SEC West. But would they jump high enough if they win those last two games? So we have it now through 11. Let's look at the team making the top 10. It is Michigan. Michigan and Ohio State, a 10 versus 8 game at noon on Saturday. Stanford slips up a couple of spots. And Baylor's sitting there lurking if just enough chaos comes around.
You know what? But Stanford being ahead of Oklahoma State as we move forward, let's say Oklahoma wins against Oklahoma State, and let's say Notre Dame beats Stanford. The fact that Stanford's ranked higher, this could mean more to Notre Dame's resume if it comes down between Oklahoma and Notre Dame at the end.
I think Stanford's schedule, top to bottom, is one of the toughest in the country, too.
They have a couple of losses, Stanford and Notre Dame. That'll be a huge game if the Pac-12 champion could get in the mix if we get to a situation where two lost teams are viable consideration. So we've now seen 7 through 25. Kirk, I'll ask you first, what's your reaction? What's the one thing that jumps out at you in the 7 through 25 rankings?
The thing that stands out to me is that Baylor is still in this thing, sitting there at number 7. I think we're going to still see upsets up above them in the net in these next 2 weeks, beginning this weekend. So I think Baylor is still a team to look out for, and I still think Stanford. This is a tough ask for Notre Dame to go all the way out to Palo Alto. Don't forget with Stanford sitting there where they are now, they're up at the top 10 at 9. They still have Notre Dame. And then they have the winner of the USC-UCLA game, a chance to finish 11-2. And if there's some chaos up in that top four and you start going through some potential losses with teams, keep an eye on Stanford and Baylor as potentially an argument for that fourth spot if upsets happen.
It would be an interesting, to Danny's point about the schedule, if Stanford is sitting there as a two-loss team and Baylor winds up out of the Big 12 being the one-loss Big 12 champion. That might be something the committee would evaluate, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I've said beginning of the season, I think there's going to be a two-loss team in the playoff. I think there would take some chaos, but I think it's looking more likely, too. Also, Michigan, they're sitting there. They move up. You know, they're at 10. Can they somehow sneak in if there's absolute chaos?
I think everything that we're talking about is going to need absolute chaos. But we've seen in the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
These past couple weeks, there is nothing for sure. And I keep thinking to myself that these teams are simply going to win out. Somebody's going to eventually just win out and get in. Every discussion we've had is excluding Alabama and Clemson. And they still have games left to play also. So you're right. Chaos could happen. But at this point, I'm thinking these teams are going to win out.
Now, both those two teams having rivalry games coming up this weekend and then potentially conference championship games against opponents with only one loss. So let's look now at the top of the bracket, the teams that are in the field at the moment. According to the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, the number one team is still the Clemson Tigers. Clemson on the road at South Carolina. Dabo Swinney's team rolling last week and playing much better on defense, sitting at number two. We expect it to be Alabama, and it is. So Clemson and Alabama sit at 1-2 once again. So now you have four teams left for these final two spots in the ranking. So you start to evaluate Iowa and Michigan State. If they stay in this mix, they'll play each other in the Big Ten championship game. Notre Dame has Stanford that we've talked about. Oklahoma has Bedlam. It's final game of the season, which might be worth noting that this is the last chance the committee's going to have to see the Sooners coming up Saturday night on ABC, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. So those are the four teams. You saw the resumes. Let's see what the committee thinks. At number three, the Oklahoma Sooners. After their nail-biting win against TCU, they held on after Baker Mayfield was injured. The Sooners are sitting at number three. So now the Sooners are in the field. We have three teams for one spot, the two Big Ten teams and Notre Dame. Real quick prediction. What say you, Joey?
It better be Iowa, Reese. I'm already upset that Oklahoma's three.
The way they're shaking things up, I wouldn't be surprised Michigan State's at four.
And let's get a quick word from Kirk, too. Kirk, who do you think it's going to be?
Love to see that Sooner ball club at three. I think Michigan State will be at four.
So with that, a little diversity of opinion here on the set. Let's see who the committee has in the top four. The number four team is the undefeated Iowa Hawkeyes. So Iowa sitting with that final spot in the rankings. Kirk Ferentz has his team off to the best start in school history at 11-0. A Friday game against Nebraska, potentially a tricky game against a Cornhusker team that for much of the year has been hard luck. So 5 and 6 sitting right on the edge. Michigan State is fine. They'll get a chance to play Iowa if they beat Penn State on Saturday. They can take care of that aspect of it. The more interesting thing is Notre Dame, which slips a couple of spots down to number 6. So it is.
Yeah, Notre Dame slipping a little bit after that ugly win, but it doesn't matter. They've got a game against Stanford left.
They'll, yeah, you know, I mean, I always say I think it's going to work itself out.
Yeah, a little disappointed to see them completely drop Houston out. But again, they're going to beat.
I mean, they didn't give that team any respect before.
No, but so they're going to beat 15 this week, and then they'll beat 25, and they'll be fine. So. If they win. I mean, that's the thing. It's what they want is still there for them.
So, the top three remain unchanged. Well, no, that's not true. Oklahoma moves into third. Notre Dame was third last week, right?
Yeah.
And now they're down to 6. Granted, they didn't look good. But I'm still standing by. And I said the same thing about Baylor, and you can vouch for me on this, Fred. I was not buying into Baylor based on the fact that they were undefeated. I said Oklahoma would beat Baylor. I kept Baylor.
Don't take all the credit for that.
That's
I said
true.
The same
That's
thing.
True. I kept Baylor.
Also said Okie State would beat TCU.
I kept Baylor low in my rankings every week because they had proven nothing to me. And that's why I feel like, and there's people killing me on Twitter about where I put Iowa. Iowa's best win this year is Northwestern. So until that's rectified, and now granted, it's not going to get much tougher for them. They're going to have one tough game, and it's going to be the Big Ten championship game. I've already said, I've gone over it a bunch, that they avoided every possible good team on the other conference or the other division of the Big Ten. I wouldn't be shocked if they lost at Nebraska on Friday, but their one tough game when their schedule is finished is going to be the Big Ten championship game. And if they win that, they're going to get in. So it won't matter what I say. I think they'll get their heads kicked in by whoever they play, but that's going to be their game. Putting them at four, when I look at what Michigan State's played this year, is laughable to me. I think Michigan State's resume.
I think Notre Dame's resume.
You're right. They're both much better than Iowa's at this point.
Very quickly, RJ Bell tweeted out the Vegas rankings, and this would be who would be favored over whom. So if North Carolina played Alabama, Alabama would be favored over North Carolina because he has Alabama 1, North Carolina's 10. So Alabama 1, Clemson 2, Oklahoma 3, Ohio State 4, Baylor 5, Michigan State 6, Stanford 7, Notre Dame 8, Okie State 9, North Carolina 10. Now, I do think Vegas.
Where's Iowa?
Nowhere.
Yeah, not even
I agree with that, but.
Would you take Iowa or Michigan on an Iowa or Michigan? Michigan's not ranked either.
Michigan.
Of course you take Michigan.
But I would not take. I'm not so sure that. I do think Vegas loves these Big 12 teams a little too much, and we've talked to RJ about that.
I do too.
I don't know. And Oklahoma's obviously 3 in both of these, but I don't know that Baylor's 5 and Okie State's still 9. But anyway. It's going to play out.
If you put North Carolina and listen, I've been kind of ringing the bell for North Carolina. I think what they've done this year is pretty impressive. Although, I mean, I think it stops when they play Clemson. But if you put North Carolina on a neutral field with Oregon, who would you take?
Oregon.
I would too. And I don't even have to think about it.
And
if you put North Carolina on a field with Stanford, I'm taking Stanford. I don't have to think about it.
Well,
there's a lot of these games a lot of these teams that their records are better than the team, and I think Iowa is the head of that class. I mean,
yeah. Well, you know, we'll talk about that when we come back. We'll take a couple phone calls. And
I see somebody.
I'm going
to
respond.
A couple guys want to talk about.
Yeah,
Iowa.
I want to get them in, and I want to respond to this guy who sent me like 30 texts trying to tell me how bad Alabama is. I want to basically tell him why he's completely stupid. But anyway, right now I got to tell you about my good friends at Tupelo's. That's not stupid. Going to Tupelo's to enjoy the games. And especially, you want to go watch all the great games this weekend, college football, NFL, go to Tupelo's, 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. And you know we're out there a lot. Chip, who runs the place, does a great, great job. He's got a fantastic staff. There's cool people who work there. The food there is fantastic. And it's a terrific atmosphere. If you want to take the kids, you can do that. If you don't want to take your kids, you don't have to. And you still get a great neighborhood sports bar atmosphere. And they'll book your holiday events. All you got to do is go to the website, click on there. They'll tell you all about it. They've got daily specials. It's just the kind of place you want to hang out, get your sports on. Go check them out. 2907 Rayford Road. The number is 281-292-3600. If you want to go and try to book one of those holiday events, go check them out. Tell them we sent you. They love it when the Blitzers go out there. That's Tupelo's Sports Bar and Grill, tupelos.com.
ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in on this. All right, I'm going to address this texter because it's starting to piss me off, frankly. So, I didn't make anything up, Fred. I gave no opinions. How are facts stupid? I mean, I think he means stupid because I called it stupid. They're not facts. Okay, first off, basically, what you're throwing out there is why you don't like Alabama. Okay.
Which is fine.
That's cool.
And Alabama, you know what? Alabama's resume is not, it's not world class. It's not as good as it has been because I think the SEC is down a little bit.
But here's where these are not facts. And when you send something like this, this is why I can't respect your opinion. When you say great offenses beat great defenses every time. You mentioned Michigan State versus Baylor. That completely contradicts what you're saying. Michigan State had a great defense and came back and beat Baylor's great offense last year. So that's a complete contradiction. Ole Miss versus TCU. Same thing. I mean, TCU's defense was better than Ole Miss's last year.
And who cares about bowl game scores?
No,
anyway?
Bowl game scores.
What happened in the playoffs.
No, bowl game scores are meaningless. And you mentioned Bama versus A&M. What's A&M done against Bama since they beat them once?
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's just dumb. You can't make those kind of points and expect me to take you seriously. And you make some good ones later. But when you say that's a fact, I'm sorry, you're completely wrong. And the reason Alabama is getting rated as high as they are, and fair enough, I think you can question their schedule. I think there's a lot of things you can question. But in the end, they're going to send the most guys to the NFL. They are, and yes, eye test matters. If you watch those games, if you really think that they're not completely better than everybody else out there right now, then okay, that's fine. But that's what this whole thing's about. You're going to have these arguments. But don't try to sell me on how much better Baylor or some of these Big 12 schools are, because they can't stop anybody either. And you really think Baylor could stop Derrick Henry?
No.
He's going to run for 600 yards, and Alabama will stop Baylor, and they'll beat him. In a game that matters, yes. If now both those teams get, well, if it gets to a bowl game, Baylor will lose anyway because they never win a bowl game and Art Briles never wins
but
bowl
games.
But
can we stop acting like Alabama doesn't have offense either?
Yeah, I know. I mean, they've
Alabama scored 52 more points than Texas A&M has this year. And
if not Watson, I mean, isn't Henry one of the guys that's probably in the Heisman conversation?
Yeah, I think Derrick Henry's the front runner for the Heisman. The only two teams in the SEC that have outscored Alabama are Ole Miss and Arkansas. And I mean,
a little surprised that Arkansas scored that much, but I guess they've been in a lot of these 52-51
right,
games.
Yeah. The only team that's had less points scored against them is no one. 159 points against. So 385 for 159 against. A plus 226 scoring differential is pretty solid.
And, you know, the point is, well, they never play any good quarterbacks. There's a lot of good college quarterbacks in the SEC that maybe don't necessarily translate to the NFL. There's a lot of those everywhere. But,
and here's the other thing. While I said this yesterday, I think the SEC is down. I still don't think there's a conference who's stepped up and has shown that they're definitively better than the SEC yet.
No, there's not. I mean, I thought the Pac-12 might be getting there.
But they didn't.
No. And, you know, the Big Ten, maybe, well, last year Ohio State was the best team, and I think it played out that way. Might have the best team, but when you got Iowa running around unbeaten, come on. There's our guy up there that wants to jump on us.
Let's talk to him.
Yeah, I don't see the name on there, but it's the one that says "Stop ripping Iowa."
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, John, go to line three.
Yeah,
the Iowa guy. What's his name?
Okay, Dave.
Hey, go sports, Dave.
Yeah. Hey, because you guys are going to hang up on me, I'll try to get all my points out there. Every week, you guys give your ranking, and it's hard to even say Iowa. I don't understand. We're not playing awesome teams. We have two wins on the road against ranked teams. That's Wisconsin and Northwestern.
What's Wisconsin
and
ranked?
Alabama and Iowa have zero bad losses because we're undefeated. I know that, Iowa, in the past, they win some bowls, but they have some horrific seasons. I get it. But I just don't understand why absolute hatred. I'm not hatred, but, it's like Fred. He couldn't even mention Iowa. It was that bad. Now, Friday,
Fred had them ranked higher than I did.
Wait. I had them ranked higher than he did. So
I have them ninth. And
back off with that,
and it's
Chief.
The same thing I said about Baylor. Until you play someone, I'm just not going – I mean, you can – it's – UH had a nice run. The best win they had on their resume was Memphis. I can't act like you're a top five team if that's your best win. And
Indiana, they're a lot better than they have been in the past. Illinois a lot better than they've been in the past. It's not our fault.
Indiana's 1-6 in the Big Ten. 1-6. They just lost six games in a row. Indiana's best win this season is over Wake Forest. Don't tell me that they're better than they have been. They're awful.
Indiana's awful.
Yes.
Do you guys watch anything? Do you watch the Big Ten, or do you just stick with,
Indiana? This is the list of Indiana's wins. Are you ready? Southern Illinois by one. Florida International, Western Kentucky, Wake Forest, Maryland. Maryland, who hasn't won a game in conference.
Maryland's horrible. I'll give you that.
Then what about Indiana's good? Indiana's only conference win is over Maryland. Silence. We didn't hang up on you. You can answer it.
What's that?
We didn't hang up on you. What's good about Indiana if their only conference win is over Maryland?
No, I'm just saying Indiana's been, you know, they're a basketball school, kind of like North Carolina. North Carolina's actually doing, you know, better in football. Indiana is too. It's just, you know, we can't pick. We can't pick when we play
you
Wisconsin.
Can't.
I mean, Michigan State, Michigan, and Ohio State. We will have a chance to play one of them. I mean, let's say Michigan State loses to Penn State. If that happens, we will play Ohio State. I wish they would have beat Michigan State so we could play Ohio State to, not to be rude, but to shut everybody up.
Well here's what I'll say for Iowa, and this is and you know you want me to give them respect. If they win the Big Ten championship, they're going to be in, and they'll deserve to be in.
But why every week do you guys just?
Because they haven't done it. They haven't done anything to prove themselves yet. Because beating Northwestern doesn't impress me. I'm sorry, it doesn't.
What about Wisconsin?
That doesn't impress me either. They're not even ranked now. They've got one win over a ranked team.
Those are your signature. Here's my problem with Iowa. The same problem that I had with Baylor. If you want to be good, here's your non-conference schedule. At least you scheduled Pitt, and that was your toughest game. And Pitt's okay, decent, but Illinois State, North Texas,
with these teams until they run out, we have to play them.
Listen, I'm not. This is the reality. The Big Ten, that division of the Big Ten is terrible, and I know there's nothing. The Big Ten West, there's nothing they can do about it. And this is why I'm saying if Iowa wins out, if they beat Nebraska this weekend, and then they beat Michigan State, then they've done enough to warrant being in the playoff. But I'm not going to act like they should be in until they lose, because to this point, they've done nothing that warrants them being in the top four. And
I can call back then, and you guys will say, Dave.
No,
nobody's going to say you're right because
if they're 13-0 and they just beat Michigan State.
No, you're not paying.
They'll be in my top four.
Mine too. That's why you're not paying attention. These things will change. You will earn quality wins if you beat Michigan State. You'll be able to say, yeah, you know what? We went undefeated and beat Michigan State or Iowa State or Michigan, however it plays out. That'll be a quality win. That changes things.
Why would we be behind Oklahoma? You know, the Big Ten, SEC was really good for a while. They're gonna slow down. The Big Ten, you know, they're right up there.
The Big Ten West again. Ten is up there.
So much love.
The Big Ten East is up there. The Big Ten West has done absolutely nothing. There's not one great team
to go there.
I know, but don't say the Big Ten like we should be giving Iowa credit for playing the same schedule that Michigan State did, because it's completely different.
Well, I'll tell you what, CJ Beathard. Nobody talks about him. We put Rudock to the side, and look at what he's doing with Michigan. That's our scraps, and he's doing damn good.
Well, we're not the only ones that have Oklahoma ahead of you.
Oklahoma went on the road to an SEC school and won. Oklahoma won at Baylor. Oklahoma just beat TCU. Oklahoma's warranted their ranking, and if Oklahoma continues to win, it is what it is. They're going to be in, and they probably should be. If Iowa beats Michigan State, that'll be an eye opener. Until then, they luck boxed into the easiest possible schedule you can have in the Big Ten. They avoided the top, not just the top three, not just Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State. They avoided Penn State and Rutgers. They avoided the top five teams in the Big Ten East magically.
And you know what, though? Look, last year Baylor's schedule was crap, and if they'd won out, they'd have gotten in. If you win out, you'll get in.
They'll get in.
You'll have earned it. But, you know, why you're worried
about I'm not going to pretend like I believe in them because they beat Northwestern.
No, and I have yet to see one game where I've said, you know what? Actually, at Iowa was pretty damn good.
They just struggled with Purdue. Purdue's junk. And that guy tried to sell me that Indiana's good at football.
They're better this year, but that's not you can't call that a quality win for a team that's got one win in conference. No, yeah, they're a better team than they've been in the past. But that's because they've been complete garbage. They're just more competitive. They're still losers. I would listen to this argument more if it were, well, we'll see how it plays out. If you go undefeated, you deserve it.
But I look at, like, when you talk about the Big Ten schedule, if Michigan State, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, they'd have to win all those games. Plus, they played Oregon non-conference. To me, that's playing a tough Big Ten schedule.
Yeah.
And it's no fault of Iowa's. I'm not. It was no fault of Baylor's last year that the Big 12 sucked. That's just it's the way it works, and it goes in ebbs and flows. But I can't act like just because you've beat up all the cupcakes on your schedule that you deserve to be ranked ahead of Notre Dame. Because if you put Notre Dame on the same field with Iowa, Notre Dame pulls their pants down, pulls them down.
But fun call though, enjoyed it.
A lot of wheeze. So
yeah.
Listen, if you're in Iowa, I didn't go to Oklahoma. I didn't go to Notre Dame. I don't have any bias to these teams.
I'll be honest, I don't really like either one of those teams. I never have.
So you know who I like? I like Clemson and Alabama.
I don't like Alabama either. Not as.
Oh, I just mean like. I'm not as far as fans. I just mean like what I see on the field. That's the teams I like.
Honestly, there's not one of those schools. I kind of think Clemson's fun to watch because
the quarterback is fun to watch.
Yeah, quarterback's fun to watch. But I have no love for any of those teams. So I'm not putting you sixth because. And I had you rated higher than AJ, by the way.
Let me also say, if Baker Mayfield's hurt, Oklahoma's not beating Oklahoma State.
No, I agree.
I don't know what's going on with that, but Trevor Knight is not the guy that's going to do that. He's not winning any game. He looked terrible on Saturday. So a lot can change still. But if Iowa wins out, if they beat Nebraska and then they beat Michigan State, I'll be forced to give them some credit. Until then, I don't have to.
No.
So. And I guarantee all you guys who are talking about this aren't going to be calling back if Iowa beats or if Nebraska beats Iowa. You guys aren't going to be calling back saying, you know what, you're right. We weren't that good.
We definitely not. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
All right, let's get back to the Blitz. Let's go to Charles, who's been waiting around.
Sports.
What's good, Charles? Sports to you.
Okay, AJ, I know Fred's more on this than anything, but let me ask you a question. At the beginning of the year, where did you rank LSU? We'll say 4 weeks ago.
Oh, LSU 4 weeks ago was probably top five.
Okay. Do you think that LSU is a top five team?
No.
Now?
No.
Okay. Here's my thing. I have no bias with anything. If there's any team that I actually like, it's Clemson. I like them from a long time when I was a kid. My thing is Alabama gets so much love, and I don't understand why. You know, their strength of schedule is bad. Again, AJ, let me ask you two questions. Ole Miss and Mississippi, before last year, how good were they in your eyes?
Aren't they the same team?
Before last year?
Before last year, before the college playoffs started. How good was Ole Miss and Mississippi State?
Ole Miss and Mississippi State have been around for a couple years now, but I mean they've before that they'd been relative bottom feeders in the SEC West, but they've improved those programs mostly because of their coaches.
And when they were good, Auburn was good.
Yeah,
I mean, but here's the thing: you understand what I'm saying? I'm getting at that the SEC West isn't as what people think they are, where they're so top heavy.
Here's what I'll say about the SEC West. Who's the worst team in the SEC West?
Me personally,
yeah.
I'll say either Ole Miss or Arkansas, in my personal opinion.
Okay. Now you put the worst team in the SEC West up against the worst team in any other division of any conference, and who would you take?
Not being biased, anything like that, I'll probably take Ole Miss against a lot of teams.
You'd take them against every team. That's the thing. The SEC West isn't as good as it has been, but there's still no off weeks in the SEC West. And
I understand.
When
no,
you play in the Big Ten,
you get
Purdue.
I agree with a lot of things that you say. But I have a point, though. My point is that Alabama plays not-so-good teams, but because Alabama's Alabama, they get this type of respect. But here's my last thing that I'll hang up. Alabama, before the last 2 years, they played cupcake schedules against not-so-good teams in SEC West, and because of the way they schedule themselves, they got to be in the rankings where they would be able to be undefeated. And that's what carries over to them. So my bottom line is, I don't think Alabama deserves to be in the top 10, but to put them in the top 4, it doesn't make sense.
I hate to break it to you. It doesn't make sense to you. It makes sense to the committee, to Vegas, and to pretty much everybody else.
Yeah.
I hate to break it to you.
I mean, listen, I'm with you that I think the SEC is down this year. Specifically, the SEC East is down. But I don't know that I'm with you on, you know, scheduling cupcakes every year and playing bad SEC West teams. Like, LSU's been good. They've been – I mean, this year they're down, but – LSU's been very good for several years. You know, the year that they went through and lost on the last game against Auburn, when they were 11-0 and lost on the kick six. I mean, they won at A&M, which was they were like ranked like number 6 at the time. They beat Virginia Tech preseason or pre-conference. I mean, I'm not with you on that. I don't.
And when they do lose.
It takes
a monster effort or a fluke, like the Auburn kick or Johnny Manziel going nuts or this year Mississippi getting all those ridiculous turnovers. That's what it takes to beat them.
You remember a few years ago, I guess it was the year that Alabama won the national championship, when they beat Notre Dame in the national championship. They opened the season against Michigan.
Yeah.
They usually have
a high-profile opponent every year outside of conference.
They're not scared to schedule.
They played Wisconsin this year, which turned out not to be the team we thought they were going to be, but they still went out and played Wisconsin.
Now, if your point is that that Alabama gets more love than they probably should and the SEC gets more love than they probably should, that's a valid point.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
But
it doesn't mean that they're not any good either.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
While I do agree that the SEC this year is not like the dominant conference, to me, it's still where a one-loss SEC champion warrants being in the playoff. They shouldn't be hanging around number 10 back behind Iowa or North Carolina. I mean, that doesn't make sense to me.
And you know what? They have high-profile non-conference opponents. They have USC next year at Arlington, Florida State in 2017, Louisville in 2018. So, yeah, I get that there's a bunch of you that don't like Alabama and you're sick of the SEC kicking everybody's ass. I get that. I do not like Alabama.
If you're not an SEC guy, it's obnoxious.
No, it is. But, you know, it's one thing to say, well, they're overrated. But to say they barely belong in the top 10, that's just, you know, I get that you don't like them. But you have to acknowledge that they're better than you're giving them credit for. It's that simple. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN. We've had some people try. I'll give them credit. Some good thoughts, but for the most part, look.
This is the first time in a while that SEC hater guy has been onto something. The SEC's not as good as it has been.
A lot of that
is because LSU is down, Auburn is down, Georgia is down, and Tennessee, while their record is good, that's not a good
team. And Arkansas lost to Toledo.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Your point about the SEC West, you still have – that is still a grind, even if those teams wound up not being as good as you thought.
Like I said, if your easiest game of the season or your easiest game in your division is Arkansas, that's your cupcake game. There's no other division in college football where you'd take the bottom team out of that division, put them up against Arkansas, and you wouldn't pick Arkansas.
No, and that's the Pac-12. That's the ACC. That's the Big Ten.
It's all of them.
Yeah, and can't really do that with the Big 12 because they've only got one division. But if you try to throw Kansas against Arkansas, who's going to win that?
Okay, how about this? How about let's just take the sixth or seventh best team. There's seven teams in the Big 12 West, right?
Yeah.
Seventh best team in the Big 12 period right now is Texas Tech.
Well, Texas Tech beat Arkansas
Texas Tech
this year.
Beat Arkansas. All right,
you're
right.
So, there you go.
But I don't feel good about Texas Tech, Iowa State, West Virginia versus
Arkansas. And not all wins are created equal timing-wise.
Right. Arkansas worked their way back in the top 25.
Yeah, Arkansas sucked again. They're in that stretch when they played Toledo and Tech and then barely lost to A&M. And they weren't playing good football. They're playing better football now. I think that those games would go a different way. But you could say that about a lot of teams. A lot depends on when you win or lose a game. Stanford, to me.
And I'm not trying to say Arkansas is great. They're not even really that good.
See, here's 832 says, if you take Oregon's resurgence right now, going back, do you think they would beat Michigan State? I think if Oregon played Michigan State again, I'd probably take Oregon. Things change over a course of a season. So,
but that said, they did have Adams when they played Michigan State, which is why Michigan State's getting that love, and why Oregon fell apart the way they did is because they didn't have their quarterback.
Yeah, but anyway, look, it's I get it. You guys hate the SEC. It's fine. I mean,
it's warranted. When somebody runs around bullying you for a long time, it feels that way.
Yeah, and things aren't going as well, it's easy for you to come out and say.
You know how many Ohio State fans came out of the woodwork last year?
Yeah.
All of them. Because it was somebody that wasn't from the SEC, which is fine.
Yeah. And MRK says, how much would you contribute to the depletion of the SEC West due to early departures? I've been saying that for a couple of years. LSU loses guys after 2 years every year. 2 years with a red shirt. Alabama does every year. At some point, that's going to catch up to you. And I think you've seen that with a lot of those schools. That's part of it. When you get all the NFL talent and those guys leave early, you still recruit number one every year. But at some point, it's going to go backwards a little bit. And I think that's happened to a few teams this year. And you know what? It's going to happen again next year because they're still going to have the most guys go to the draft. All right, guys. Got to talk to you about Houston Can Academy. And how HoustonCarsForKids.com helps get you're doing such a great thing just by donating a vehicle you don't need anymore, whether it's a car or a truck. It's sitting in your yard or it's sitting in your garage, and maybe you're going to fix it up, and then you just decided, I'm not going to mess with it, and now it's still there. Well, you can do a lot of great things with that. All you have to do is give them a call, donate the vehicle. It's completely tax deductible. They'll come tow it free of charge, no matter where you are. If you're over in Beaumont, Lake Charles, Vider, wherever you are, Galveston, they'll come tow it for free, and they'll take care of the paperwork, tax-deductible donation, and you'll receive a free $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. And here's what they do with those cars. They sell them to get money so that they can help these kids who are getting a second chance, kids who had dropped out. Now they're back in school at Houston Can Academies, and they're graduating, and they're going on to do great things, and you can help them. Some of these kids need glasses. Some of them need transportation. Some of them need to eat. Well, that's what they do with the money at Houston Can Academy. So you can help change the world, man, just by donating your vehicle, because they're changing the world. They're giving people a second chance, and great kids are coming from this. All you have to do, give them a call, 713-225-4226. That's 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. And remember, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Order your Turkey Day feast from Damaris Barbecue today and come hang out with every man's friend, John Granato, and the ESPN promo team Wednesday at Damaris Barbecue at West Loop and 18th Street from 3 until 5.
Break every bread. Man's friend. What's
That's
up
what
with
it
that?
Says. Break bread and drink beer while you are there to pick up some barbecue, brisket, ribs, and sides to add to your holiday feast. And Yanni and the gang do a great job over there. So, yeah, go see every man's friend. I think it's kind of become the cool take to bash the SEC and Alabama. And that's cool. I mean, they've... I hate when people make me defend Nick Saban because I think he's a great football coach and a horrible human being and a lousy piece of garbage. And I want to see him get his ass kicked more than anybody and get his little smarmy nose rubbed into the ground. But I respect what they do. So
the other thing is, I mean, listen, I don't think Ole Miss is anything great. But is that loss really, like, super embarrassing? To lose to Ole Miss?
Well, again, if you go back and look at it, where Ole Miss had a bunch of huge plays, had some key turnovers, and we've talked about the way to beat Alabama is you've got to spread them out and get lucky. And that's what Ohio State did to them last year. That's what Mississippi did this year. A lot of teams try that. They're just not good enough to do it.
So if
and Ole Miss was healthier when they played Alabama, too, right. By the way.
So if Ole Miss would have beaten Arkansas, which they lost by 1 point.
Right.
But if they win that game, is suddenly Ole Miss like a significantly better team in people's eyes?
Apparently.
That 1 point, yeah, one point loss, that's what decided that they're junk now?
Yeah. See, that's the issue. But that's all right. You're not going to convince me on Iowa, though, so.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, Bama is in a good spot because this last game between Mississippi State and Ole Miss, either Mississippi State wins and Mississippi State's got a pretty solid resume and Bama has a convincing win over them, or Ole Miss wins and Alabama's loss doesn't look that bad. The other thing Alabama has going for them, and listen, do I think it's real? No. But they have Florida sitting at 7-1 leading the SEC East. And I think Florida's junk, but just the way it's shaken out, that's who they're going to play in the SEC championship game.
Well, in the East, let's be fair, the SEC East has not been good for years.
No, but it's specifically horrible this year because Georgia's, I mean, they're
right.
They've been the team that's kind of risen above. And really the last couple of years, Missouri's given that division a boost, and they're just terrible this year. So South Carolina's been way worse than they normally are. You know, Florida, though, has been they've been bad for a few years. This year they've kind of come back, but I still don't think that's a very good team. But when Alabama plays a 10-win Florida in the SEC championship game, that's going to be a good look for them.
See, I'd love it if Auburn could somehow beat Alabama just to get them out of there.
All hell would break loose.
But it's not going to happen. Let's do a weekend bleepage.
This is what bleepage sounds like.
I got on one knee and prayed for that man. Come on, I'm put Cliff together and do that.
Did the Seahawks accuse you of saying stuff when he was
there? Nah, man, y'all did, man. Bullshit media did.
Balls and with a K. I could go on, so I will. Make your own and laughing my vagina off.
They're going to have to regroup. I mean, excuse me, regroup. And there you go. So that's what we got. And wait, where'd that come from?
And this is what bleepage sounds like on the Blitz.
Flacco just had a season-ending injury. He tore his and he'll be out for the rest of the season. That was on the slant pass there on the last series.
Offside. Manny, let's get the ball. He moved the ball.
Wow. Uh-oh. Danny Nicholas got called for the penalty, and he just yelled at Ron Cherry.
More comfortable with the I feel better. You know what I mean? I ain't got to worry about anything.
I think another thing we do and is that every Saturday morning, I think it's just about every Saturday morning, I Dean Blandino's. And I think that helped.
I wouldn't do anything for Rex Ryan. Yeah. Not just playing on the field now. And it speaks volumes about the Ryan's pedigree on what his family stands for, right? And when you see that culture, I'm not choosing nobody else but Rex Ryan. If you're asking me, Bill Belichick said to Rex Ryan, I'm Rex Ryan all day.
I actually wanted to watch him from day to day to see what all this talk was about and what this Correa kid was about, and Altuve and Dallas Keuchel, who last year my kids and I when he was warming up, and now nice. He's your Cy Young winner. So I thought,
so
honestly,
you Keuchel?
Oh, we
now
Dallas Keuchel. You're,
this has been the Weekend Bleepage on ESPN 97.5.
Good stuff, Jong. Thank you.
Yeah, we never got to Ray Lewis saying he'd rather have Rex Ryan as a coach, but
yeah.
Oh well.
We don't have time to get to these calls. Maybe you guys can
get to
back
it tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're starting early at 2 o'clock. We'll be off at 5:30, so swing by next place. Timmy says the committee shouldn't release anything until after the conference championships. Then you wouldn't have anything to complain about.
Yeah, what do we sit here and bitch about?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we did for the whole hour. All right. Jong Lee, great job. AJ Hoffman, great job. 99% of the callers and texters today, great job. Till tomorrow, come see us out at Nick's Place. Glenn Davis coming up with Soccer Matters next. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.